This is Rod Peterson on demand. No!
Because we got him. Clear the track. Here comes Lack. Eddie Lack.
How about that?
How many years do you think King Henrik has left in the National Hockey League if he leaves New York?
I think he's got like one or two left. I mean, he's one of these guys that just loves hockey, and I'm sure if he could, that he would play like Jagr. 46, 47, not a big deal, right? But probably has like another one or two good years in him.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome to Hour 2 of the RP Show, everybody. It's like I thought I picked my phone up, or my pen.
Never.
I got it.
Oh, you do?
I got it.
Oh, it was like a magic trick.
Are we selling these in the RP shop? Rod Peterson pens?
We should.
They're very nice. People notice that it's the same pen every day. It's not the same pen, actually. RodPeterson.com.
We can't sell that pen.
Yeah.
We'd get a cease and desist.
Maybe. It's Canada's daytime sports talk show. We got breaking news today. That is the Dupes Titans against the Steelers game this week has been postponed. They're saying maybe Monday or Tuesday, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe as late as Tuesday. And the reason Tuesday's on the table is Tuesday to Sunday. It'd be the same turnaround as if you were going to play the Thursday nighter, you know, going from Tuesday to Sunday. So that's why they're okay with Tuesday.
It would be very interesting to get Craig Smith's take on that. And we will. He's coming up, our director of scouting, later on here in Hour 2 to talk about all things week 4 in the NFL. And maybe we'll dabble with him on our poll question today, which I'm going to get to when we re-up on our quick 6 show topics here. It's an exciting hour. Smitty's with us. And then Stefan Logan, joystick. I called so many of his games in the CFL. He's a Miami guy. Well, so we went to school. He's originally from Tampa. Played with the Miami Dolphins, the BC Lions, Pittsburgh Steelers, Detroit Lions for 3 seasons, BC Lions for 2, the Alouettes for 5, and finishing up with the Ottawa Redblacks last year. And I think that he's not done yet. He might be. We'll see. Stefan Logan coming up. And we appreciate our man in Mississippi, Cooper Campbell, football guy down there, for helping Clark line it up.
That's cool.
Let's go to the quick 6 show topics. What do you say, Clark? It's why we love sports. The Blue Jays yesterday losing game 1, 3-1 to Tampa Bay. Listen, I know they're in tough. Charlie Montoyo probably did outthink himself by pulling Matt Shoemaker because he was rocking. 35 pitches and even Shoemaker question being taken out. But if you can't get on the stick, it's not going to matter who's on the mound at all. And that was really the foibles of the Blue Jays last night. And Charlie Montoyo said it. We can't make any mistakes. It's this time of year. We can't make any mistakes against these guys. So are they done today?
I don't know. They really got a tough task. And you're right. They pulled him too soon. I mean, even Clark, like the baseball guys, like, yeah, they were going to pull him after 4 innings, right? Like that was the baseball guys knew that that was kind of on pace with kind of what they would normally do. But then they're like, because he's probably throwing, you know, 60, 70, 80 pitches. No, he's throwing 35. So it was like totally out of left field because he was humming. He hadn't thrown many pitches. Life was good, but yeah.
Well, actually, our guy Ken Reed said this morning, I was watching Sportsnet Connected, and he said, the analytics would have said to pull him. The laptops would have said to pull him. That's who's managing in a lot of teams these days. Now, Charlie Montoyo got him into the playoffs. I get it. And just to clarify what I said yesterday, yes, it will be a success this season, even if the Jays are swept by the Rays. But you don't say it now. That's when you're having a beer after the season going, yeah, this sucks, but you know what? It was a good year.
Yeah.
It takes you weeks to come to that realization.
Yes.
No, you don't say it going into the playoffs.
No, because then everybody else is thinking it.
Yeah. Point two. Astros, White Sox, Yankees all won yesterday, and they were exciting games. Seems like the usual teams, except for the White Sox, haven't been in the postseason for a long time. Point three. Why are there so many Yankees fans? You said because they were doing a lot of winning in the late 90s, and that makes sense to me. I got the old-timers before there were Blue Jays at all. I get that. But it's just, they're the original evil empire. One of our viewers said Seinfeld. A viewer in Ottawa said all the references to the Yankees. But there was just as many Mets references then.
I feel like back then, too, they probably were buying the team. But a lot of guys, like you had Mariano Rivera a long time there. Andy Pettitte was there a long time. Roger Clemens was there a while. right? You knew just about everybody on the rotation.
Paul O'Brien, right? Joe Torre,
Derek Jeter. I think Daryl Strawberry was even playing in the 90s, right? Like, guys were there a long, long
time. Some personality.
Yeah, and so you started to fall in love. Now, you just sign the guy for 2 years, sign the next guy for 2 years, pay all this money, and the team turns over like a business, very unlikable now. Very unlikable.
I was listening to Dan Le Batard this morning. You're understanding what my life is like. It's great.
Yeah.
Watching Connected, listening to ESPN Radio. Hey, Philip Reese in Miami, Florida. I'm about to talk about your team. He's watching in Miami right now. They were saying that on the Baseball Network, they were going back and forth on the panel trying to name Miami Marlins. They got to like three guys and were stumped. This was the Baseball Network. MLB Network.
I'm stumped at zero.
I can't name one. So that's popped into my head when you said we all knew who the Yankees were back then because they were all going deep into the playoffs. They're on TV every night. But now, Chris Jones said it a while back as it relates to the CFL, and it's the same in all sports. The years of 9, 10, 11 years in one stop, gone. And that's too bad. Point five, should the CFL 2.0 initiative be scrapped? That is our poll question today for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center. Over 70% of you on Twitter saying yes. What are they saying right in front of you, Dupes? That's where the monitor is on Facebook.
I'll tell you when it pops up.
It's coming, they say. It's
the
coming.
The fans will see it.
Dun, da, da. Is the button stuck? There it is.
68% say yes.
68% say, yeah, time to scrap it.
Yeah.
People have a lot of different opinions in and around this. And I was only supporting it because of Randy Ambrosi. I didn't really... The concept's great. Look what happened to the NHL and the NBA when they went global.
Yep.
Talent pool went nuts. Fan base went nuts. So I get it. But the difference was Sergei Makarov came here in 1988 and just scored 50 goals or 40. There was no drop-off in play.
Right.
And those other football-playing countries, they're not at the CFL's level.
Invest in,
it's very evident.
You know, invest in other leagues. Have them playing the three-down game over there. Right? Have them really tied to the Canadian Football League. Pump your communications into those leagues. Make the standings matter. Make people watch the games. Put your product, you know, available for free into the television markets for a year, and then have the TV rights come back and try and make some money. Make it really popular. And then the kids will start playing. And then once those kids become adults, then you'll have good, talented players. A whole generation. A long time. 20 years before you're going to start seeing good players come over, but you got to invest the time now. And it's, you know, who's willing to do that?
Hey, Hound Dog, what's happened with Stefan Logan? Ah, just getting him connected, he says. Bringing in Joystick. I love that nickname. Kind of like pinball,
that's
isn't it?
Really great nickname.
Hey, to point six, NFL week four notes. I had the Bears written down. We discussed that at the outset of the program, why they're going from Mitchell Trubisky to Nick Foles, despite the fact that they haven't lost yet. And you said Nick Foles pulled their wiener out of the campfire last week against the Falcons, so that's why he gets the start. I'm not arguing it. I'm just not following the Bears that closely, so thanks for that. Alan, the intern, the Asian sensation, says, any early prediction for NFL MVP? Russell Wilson should be leading the way. Hey, we're almost at the quarterway poll. Can you believe that? Russell Wilson is on a record-setting pace here. What is he, 15 touchdowns in three games?
Yeah, 14 in three weeks. It's unbelievable the pace he's on, head and shoulders above everybody else. The problem is if he didn't, I don't know where the Seahawks would be because their defense has been so bad, you know, allowing over 400 yards a game and whatnot, so or in some games. But he's just been outstanding. Patrick Mahomes has been worth every single penny that he's being paid. There's a few MVP candidates out there for sure.
Yeah. It's a fun topic, but it's so darn early.
Oh, yeah.
To have that discussion. All your NFL talk coming up later on in hour two with our director of scouting, Craig Smith. Other notes that I had. Rockstar of the day yesterday was Stu Grimson for our friends at Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. NBA Finals goes tonight. Heat Lakers game one. And nobody seems to want to talk about it. And let's be honest, I hope that I'm going to see Shaq and Chuck because I haven't watched any of the NBA playoffs at all. Do we know if they're going to be on or not? Do we know?
On our networks, I don't know.
Gosh,
that I don't
I hope
know.
So. I guess I'll really have to be watching my gizmo. Damian Cox of the Toronto Star saying that the Lightning Stanley Cup wins tainted because there were no road games and it was easy. Is that even worth talking about? No. Dumb. And the breaking news today that Henrik Lundqvist has officially been bought out by the New York Rangers the final year of his $8.5 million deal, but they will be moving on. Both sides moving on, and he'll be playing somewhere. Okay, we got Stefan Logan. Clark tells me down in Florida, Joystick, the CFL and NFL veteran, joining us today. Hey, Stefan, how you doing, my man?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Good. Before you came on, I was reading off your splendid Hall of Fame, if I may say, resume here in pro football. And no season in 2020. Are you thinking you're coming back after this? Are you calling it quits? Where's your mindset here right now?
I'm done with football, man. I'm retired, man. Now I'm a family man. You know, only thing I can do now to entertain is entertain my family right now. That's about all I'm doing. And just trying to stay safe and keep coronavirus. That's about it. But that's all for me.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's breaking news today, Stefan Logan. Have you officially announced your retirement before, or are you doing it right now, today, for the first time?
This would be my first time announcing it. You know, I kind of sat around just to wait and see, you know, what was going to happen. But I knew after 2019, I said I was going to retire after that anyway. So I wasn't looking forward to coming back. You know, even if somebody called me, that would be a long conversation with me and the wife. But I said after 2019, I was down playing football.
Well, that's sad news, but I'll tell you what, you've got no regrets, and you've been playing ball at a high level for a very long time. Before we look back at your career, can you tell me how your life has been in Florida? Because we get the Canadian news up here. I believe it's somewhat tainted, but I know that it's a COVID hotspot. Have you stayed safe? How are things with the Logan family?
The family is good. You know, I have to be safe because, you know, my wife had breast cancer, so I have to be really safe with her and, you know, her and the kids. So, you know, we know Miami was a tough spot to live in because of the virus. But at the same time, we've been on top of it. You know, we making sure we got our hand sanitizer. We got our Lysol spray. You know, we do everything around the house just to make sure everybody cool and staying safe. So other than that, I mean, everything, you know, I get a chance to see the kids around the family a little bit. So, you know, it's my first time being, you know, even for some hurricanes and some of the rain that we got, you know, I've always been playing football. So it's been good for me.
Where in Florida are you at, Stefan?
I'm in Miami, Florida. I grew up in Miami. I'm from Miami Gardens, but I stay in Fort Lauderdale now, but I'm from Miami, Florida.
You ever run into Daron Carter in Fort Lauderdale?
No, but I actually talked to him maybe a month ago. I talked to him on the phone. We was texting back and forth. You know, he's doing his rapping career. So, you know, he's on to something else. Just like, I mean, with the CFL not having a season right now, a lot of guys are trying to figure out, you know, what they want to do at the next phase of life if this is there at the end. But, you know, I don't run into him, but, you know, I do talk to him online and text message.
Now, he's one of my all-time favorite guys, Daron Carter, and he's one of the guys. Isn't he something?
Hey, Daron, look, people that don't know Daron, they might look at him and say, you know, he's a hard ASS, and he might give people a hard time. But at the same time, Daron is a very smart, intelligent guy. I really like him as a friend. He's a really good guy. I liked him as a teammate. He was a knucklehead, but I liked him as a teammate. He was a game changer, but he's a really good dude to me.
He might very well be too smart for his own good, but that's a topic for another time. So you guys had some good times together in Montreal, Stefan. And I'm putting it out right now. You for the Hall of Fame because of all the wonderful things that you did. And if it was baseball, you'd have to pick a hat to put on to go into the Hall of Fame and be on your plaque. Oh, you're wearing it right now? Oh, you're going in as a Miami Heat.
I got my Miami Heat gear on. I got my Heat gear on. We play against the Lakers tonight. I got my Tyler Hero. So, yeah.
What? Oh, man, that connection. I hope it holds up. By the way, what I was hearing today is that the Heat are ahead of schedule. Did we lose him, Clark? Did we lose him? We still have his audio. Okay. You might want to drop. Yeah. Are the Heat ahead of schedule, by the way? Are they in the NBA Finals too soon? I mean, obviously, you're going to take it, but that they're ahead of their program right now, making it all the way to the Finals.
Well, you know what? Right now, for the Heat to make it to the finals is a surprise to everybody. So we just, you know, we supporting them. Miami is all over it right now. I mean, down there by the stadium and Hialeah, all over Miami, everybody is loving what's going on right now. So just to say that the Heat is in the finals, that's all you can ask for right now because all the other teams are at home.
It is. All right. Well, we'll be watching tonight, and that is exciting. Good for the Heat. Go Heat. I love the Miami area. I said as soon as this thing's over and travel's open, I'm going down there, probably a little further down to the Keys, man, but I just love it down there. And I'm jealous today of you enjoying your time in Miami and having fun. So back, absolutely. If you were to go into the Canadian Football Hall of Fame, though, and you had to pick a hat of one of your teams, which one are you wearing?
If I had to pick a hat, you know what? Even though I spent more time in Montreal, I like Montreal. I just didn't like the way things happened at the end. But I actually like BC. So, and then I finished my career in Ottawa. It's hard to say. I would have to go with BC because Wally was the first coach to give me an opportunity to make a name for myself. So I would have to wear BC.
Way back in 2008, and that's a pretty good guy to point out and a mentor to have. By the way, who gave you the nickname Joystick? I never heard that story.
You know what? To be honest with you, it was one of the commentators. You know, I didn't even know until after a game, one of the news reporters came to me after the game, and he said, "Hey, you know, they gave you a nickname," and I was like, "What's the nickname?" He said, "They gave you the nickname Joystick," and I was like, why they call me that? He said, well, because I didn't play video games when I was young. So he said, you know the video game and you had a little joystick, you move around real fast and, you know, moving around? I was like, yeah. He said, that's how you look when you're playing on the field. So he said, that's why they gave you that name, Human Joystick. So I was like, oh, that's pretty neat nickname.
It's awesome. I loved it. And I called the games for almost the entirety of your career. You were the visitor. I was with the Rough Riders. But I always said, here's Joystick. I just loved it. By the way.
Yeah.
In your time with the Detroit Lions, three seasons, not much has changed since you left and not much changed before you got there. Like, when are they going to figure it out?
Oh, you know, it's funny. I was just having this story with a friend of mine a couple weeks ago. And the only person that's still on that team from when I played was Matthew Stafford. I'm not downplaying him. I think he's a good guy. I think it's time for him to change and look for the team. I need to get a different quarterback in there right now. I mean, I think his time in Detroit is up. And, you know, I think he's a good quarterback, but I just don't think it's going to happen with Detroit. So until they make some changes in the right areas, I mean, it starts from the top all the way to the bottom. They always had good players, but they never was able to win the big game. You know, it was never, we made it to the playoffs and I was there in 2011. And I think they only made it to the playoffs one time since then. So until they make some changes, some significant changes, they're not going to win.
Yeah, obviously a culture problem there in Detroit. By the way, from some of our viewers, Lauren in Kamloops says, Stephen Logan will always be remembered as a BC Lion. Jeff, the Stamps, Peter, Stamps fan, says Logan is a top five returner in league history. So I'll say this, Joystick, as we let you go, you made your mark in the CFL. You know that. Never, ever going to be forgotten up here. And I thank you for that. I thank you for breaking the news today. And more than anything, I just hope that for prosperous success for you in the future. What's next for you?
Well, I'm actually a coach at University of Lock Haven in Pennsylvania. I'm the running backs coach. So the blessing about playing football for a long time, I was able to come straight out of football and go straight to coaching, which that's something that I wanted to do. I always wanted to give back to the young athletes, the young talent, and just help them along the way. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm a coach at Lock Haven. And University of Lock Haven, and it's in Pennsylvania. So that's what I'm doing now.
Well, congratulations and good luck with that. And I want to say all the best to your wife and your family. And don't be a stranger, Stephen. Thanks for everything.
Man, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on, man. Hey, good luck to the CFL this year. Hopefully they get it back going because I know it's still a lot of talent out there and guys that – that's still playing, that's not done with their careers. I hope they get it together, man, for this virus, and they get them boys back on the field so they can show off their talent, because there's a lot of guys out there I feel like can play some good football.
Don't we all? All right. Thanks, Stefan.
Thank you very much.
Look at the smile on that guy. That's a $1 million smile right there.
Oh, yeah.
Stefan Joystick Logan. And I'll say it again. Thank you to Cooper Campbell, football guy in Mississippi, for lining that all up. We're going to take a break and come back. What a day today in the RP show. Awesome day today in the RP show. Game Plus TV Network. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Laid back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Man, sizzling stuff here. Is Smitty ready? Well, just hang on, Smitty. We're going to bring you in at the bottom of the hour. So much stuff is dropping bombs here on the RP show.
Oh, yeah.
Should I do the sports update now or wait until we're done with Smitty? Maybe I'll wait.
Okay.
For the Tap Brewhouse and Liquor Store. Sports on tap today. As far as I'm concerned, all you need to know is the Blue Jays 207 Mountain first pitch at Tampa Bay, facing an elimination game already. Here's the breaking news today. It started with the Titans-Steelers game officially being postponed for Sunday because the COVID outbreak with the Titans. Two, the New York Rangers officially buying out the final year of King Hendricks' contract at $8.5 million. The cap hits 5.5, you said? He's now free. And Eddie Lack predicting that he will play at least 1 to 2 more years. He says he'll be the Jaromir Jagr of goaltending. He'd play to 45 if he could. That's from our NHL insider, Eddie Lack. Clear the track. Here comes Lack. And then Stefan Logan. Huge CFL news just announcing his retirement from the Canadian Football League, from pro football, because he spent as much time in the NFL as he did the CFL. And he was great in both leagues. You know, and there's a guy that you can just tell by listening to him speak. He's going to be a success no matter what he does. And I know people don't want to talk about this. And Smitty, we're not going to get into it with you. But just the people that are leaving the CFL, nobody looks back. Everybody's in a traumatic position thinking about right now or the future for themselves and the league. But I was counting it up the other day. Travis Lule, Marcel Belfay, Henry Burris is gone. Chris Cuthbert pulled the pin. Stefan Logan announcing his retirement. Dwayne Mendruziak gone after 49 years with the Edmonton Eskimos. When I say it's going to be unrecognizable when it comes back, that's why. The rules will be the same. The team names will be the same except for Edmonton. But you're not going to know a lot of the personalities of what made the CFL because it's personality that made the CFL. That's what concerns me. And that's what I think about a lot. I wonder how many other people are thinking that.
I know. It will be. And holy smokes, what a job that's in front of the marketing departments of the teams and the league. Because
rebuilding
and then marketing a whole new crop of players and coaches and GMs and trying to build that history. And we all think that these tools that we have in front of us, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Facebook, that, you know, the whole viral concept of the world, that we can do it fast now. We can go viral. We can pay money. We can put it in front of people.
It'll be easy.
It's not. It's just tools. You still have to do the work and build your brand layer by layer by layer by layer. And so it doesn't happen overnight, no matter what tools are available to you. So there's a big job now that sits in front of all the marketing departments and the PR people at the league level and at the team level and in every business. It's very overwhelming, but I hope they're willing to put in the work.
Wayne in Victoria, BC says, Stefan Logan was an exceptional player that had great speed even well into his 30s. Jeff, the Stams fan, says it's tragic in many ways that Roy Finch's career ended short. He was something special on returns. Wasn't that his fault? That's what I thought. Mandy in Edmonton, the league needs to highlight their players more when there's a season again. Hey, bring them on here. We're more than happy to interview these guys. Look at what you just saw with Joystick.
Yeah.
A couple texts on the Prairie Mobile text line. John in Edmonton, hello, Rod. It's 2 days till the Q season starts. Why no update on the WHL? Love your show, just not a political talk or Saskatchewan Rough Riders talk, but it's all good. Forgive me, I was with the team for 20 years. What am I supposed to do? I'm trying. DG in Saskatoon. Morning RP squad. Good news for Dakota Shepley yesterday as the San Francisco 49ers released the other offensive lineman on the team's practice squad. The move shows that Shepley has made enough of impact that they are confident to keep him around long term. Yeah, I want to ask Craig Smith about that. Todd Pinckney, who had a very solid debut on the RP show slow pitch team last night. He made the team. I was very happy to be able to tell him he made the team after the game last night. He says Josh Allen for MVP. Quarterback for Buffalo that's doing great things. Let's bring in Smitty. A lot of topics on the buffet there for you, Smitty. Craig Smith, our director of scouting, joining us. How you doing, my man?
Doing good. How are you guys?
We're fantastic and always excited to bring you onto the program and talk ball. So you, Stephen Logan, you saw he announced his retirement on this show about 20 minutes ago. What comes to mind when you think of Joystick?
Well, he was there when I was there in 2008, and there was a few backs that were there in training camp that were pretty darn good. And I'm just amazing the longevity that he showed. He just kept on going. As he got older, he didn't lose anything, and it was just incredible what he did. You know, as an older athlete, he just didn't lose a thing, and I was happy for him to get an opportunity to go down to Detroit. I remember scouting a game that he was in there, and I thought, yeah, maybe he might not be back, but obviously he came back. He was with Montreal. He said that, you know, didn't like the way it ended there, played in Ottawa, but what a heck of a career for the kid.
Do you want to go straight to the NFL or dabble in any CFL talk? And the only CFL talk is our poll question. Should they continue with the CFL 2.0 global experiment? Do you want to take a stab at that or move to the four down league?
Yeah, the CFL, you know, I'm all for development, but I'm more so for the development of the Canadian kids. And, you know, it's okay to, you know, to have a look. I'm not sure, you know, they did spend a lot of money with regards to that. And, you know, it would be nice to talk with Greg Quick to talk about, you know, what he saw, because he was the guy that, spent countless hours doing scouting, writing reports and things like that. It would be nice to see what he said. But I talked to a few people with regards to, what was coming out of there. And I know that they weren't all enamored with regards to the talent. Now, you guys had mentioned, you know, there's a possibility the guys could come in and they could work, but why not do it with the Canadian kids? You know, I mean, this is the Canadian Football League. I love it. And I said it before on the show, you know, guys like Brent Johnson, Chris Getzlaff, you know, they weren't stars right away. They came in, they developed. A guy like Jason Araki, who never really got a starting position, but a record for special teams tackles. You know, he came in and did a heck of a job. Neil McKinley, guys like that who have come in, worked on special teams and had great careers, you know. So, like I said, I'm all for the Canadian talent in the Canadian Football League.
Yes, and I know Canadian kids that were on the sidelines, not even getting an opportunity to play, that were better than some of the Europeans and Mexicans that came up. And to me, that's just simply wrong. I don't know how you state it. What's the proper way of saying it? But it was a marketing initiative. But anyways, topic for another time. The National Football League, Smitty, you're our director of scouting. You got your finger on the pulse of things. Who is the MVP of the NFL 3 weeks in your opinion?
Patrick Mahomes. He doesn't like being called Pat. But Patrick Mahomes, I think. It's just incredible what that guy does. The vision that he has when he's looking downfield and making those throws, it's just amazing. And you know, who throws it better? A long ball than him. He drops it in. It's almost like he runs it down there and drops it into the receiver's hands. He's so good. So impressive. Now, you know, that's one. 1A is Mr. Aaron Rodgers. Should we just stop the season right now and just let Kansas City and Green Bay play in the Super Bowl? Those teams are I would pay big money to just go see that game. I mean, those guys are incredible. The two Aarons in Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Jones, they've just been doing such a great job. Green Bay, I left him out them in the top five, and, you know, that was obviously a huge mistake. But the big thing is, you know, when you got Aaron Rodgers, you certainly got an opportunity. You know, quarterback is such a critical thing, and, you know, there's some kids that are, look at Josh Allen, what he's doing. I tweeted, you know, Buffalo was for real, and then all of a sudden Rams come back and made it a game, and is a questionable interference call, but you know, the Rams have been there before on the other side. So, but yeah, it's quite an amazing thing with regards to the quarterbacks this year. And Buffalo is very interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, for sure. Well, any chance that we've jumped to way too many conclusions? Yes, Aaron Rodgers is going to be great. Patrick Mahomes is so young, and we're already just saying he's so good. Let's talk about the next level of MVPs. Russell Wilson, right? Mahomes is here already, and pay-wise, he actually is. But do you not think that maybe it's a little early, or is this what we have is what we're going to get for the rest of the year? I asked Jim Lang that yesterday. I'll ask you.
It's so many things can happen, right? You know, like I had, when I put my top five, there's so many ifs. If this happens, then there's there's so many things that can happen with regards to injury and stuff like that. But right now, Kansas City and Green Bay are definitely at the top. But there's a lot of other good teams. I mean, you take a look at that Pittsburgh defense. That Pittsburgh defense is pretty special. You got Ben, you got a chance again. And, you know, the Connor kid has ran for 100 yards 2 weeks in a row. You know, so, you get a really good running game, and then you combine it with the good old Chase Claypool and Juju and all, you know, I mean, that's a pretty solid football team as well. And Lamar, I mean, they didn't have a very good game this week, but, you know, they're still up there. And Seattle's defense, that's not, that's the problem, you know. The pass rush and, you know, what did Dak, I think he threw for 470 yards, something like that. And Dallas's production has been you know, very, very good. And I had mentioned that in a previous show that Dallas has got a lot of skill, but you say that they could be 3-0, but they could be 0-3 pretty easy. But I know two of the guys on the coaching staff, and I'm cheering for those guys, and hopefully, you know, they can make the playoffs in that week east.
Well, Cake, I want to come back to the Cowboys, but who do you think is the best team in the NFL right now?
In the NFL, the best team, Kansas City. You know, I think that just what they do, I was very amazed at what they did against Lamar. Even my dad recognized Lamar Jackson, saying, man, that guy is amazing how he can run. And but they shut him down, and they did such a good job, not only offensively. Think about the weapons that they have. Kelce, one of the best tight ends. The new kid from LSU. Edwards-Helaire, he plugs it in, right, you know, and then the Sammy Watkins, you know, some of these other, they've got so many different weapons. Right now, I can't see anybody being better than Kansas City. Now, there's obviously teams that are scratching the clawing, you know, real close, and, you know, that's why they play the games. You never know what can happen, but I think Kansas City takes the cake right now. Very interesting teams, you know. You take a look at New England, wow. Bill is doing it again. He's working his magic. All those guys that they lost, you know, with regards to COVID and free agent signing somewhere else, and Cam comes in, and Cam's not lighting it up, but he's doing a pretty darn good job. You know, that's an interesting team. Poor San Francisco. Man, I feel for them. You know, they all those injuries, like, that's, boy, that's tough. And, you know, obviously they had to play the two New York teams who are at the bottom of the barrel right now, but look at Mullins. Mullins threw for over 300 yards and, you know, went in there. He did pretty darn good. So I feel for them. It's a tough thing. My long shot pick, Indianapolis, you know, they've got a pretty good team. Their defense is very solid. Depends on what Rivers does. You know, they lost, obviously, their running back. So they're a solid team. They're probably not a number five team, but they're a solid team. I'm very interested in Dallas, though. That's a very interesting team because they just have so many weapons. I love that CeeDee Lamb that's gone in there. You know, they haven't even used Elliott, you know, the way that I think that they could, you know, and I think it's so important to have a run game to win.
Well, and again, Jeff, the Stamps fan, has written in and says maybe Jerry Jones needs to step back. Listen, Jerry has put together with his staff a Super Bowl contender. He can't do anything from up in the press box. It's the greatest offense in the National Football League. CeeDee Lamb is doing number 88. Justice, you know, as Michael Irvin's allowed it to be unretired for Dez and now for CD. Listen, people say they could be 0-3. Well, I look at the mistakes that were made that they could be 3-0. People are saying, well, they were one recovered kick from being 0-3. Well, they did it. So that's why I think the Cowboys will turn this around. But just lastly, Smitty, before we let you go, how much are you enjoying college football? Dun, 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 dun. What is it?
Yeah.
That was Monday Night Football.
That was Monday Night Football. It'll come to me. I'm enjoying it immensely. Yeah. How much are you enjoying it?
Well, I love it. You know, I'm a Texas fan. I like the Washington Huskies. They'll start to come play a little later. I saw Texas on the weekend. I was pretty disappointed. They were down 15, thinking, you know, they're going to lose this. They came back, tied it up, went into overtime, and won it. It's so exciting. It's an amazing thing. Thank God for college football. I'm so happy that that it's back, and I'm happy football's back. It's great. You watch, possibly a Friday night college game, Saturday the whole day. I've got TVs going like you wouldn't believe, and on the NFL on Sunday, same thing. Monday night football. They said that there's a possibility they'll play that Tennessee Pittsburgh game on Monday or Tuesday. So we'll see if that happens. And boy, I'll tell you, I was really looking forward to that. The Duke's Tennessee Titans, my Vikings, put up production like you couldn't believe, and they didn't win. I mean, how many? 170 yards for Jefferson, the rookie. I think the running back, Cook, I think he had 180 yards rushing. When you get that and you lose, there's a problem. How ironic is it that the week Gostkowski's he's a GOAT the first week, and then he kicks 6 field goals and then kicked the game winner in the last few. So how ironic is that? It's that's the game, right? That's the game of football. And just one thing. I was a Yankee fan since 1960. My dad bought me a hat.
And thank you for the answer, yes.
Navy blue hat with a square on it with the NY. Put it on. And at that time, just like you had mentioned, when you're younger and teams are winning, then you latch on to that. Well, they were winning. They won in, I believe, 61 and 62. And they didn't win for a long time. I went through a lot of lean years. Mel Stottermeyer was and then Steinbrenner bought it. But now, they'll add a piece here and there with regards to money. But their farm club is just as good as anybody. And, a lot of those guys that are playing right now are real good pieces from their farm system. So, it takes a combination of everything. A lot of teams have tried to buy teams. It's not easy to do.
When you were in Tampa, did you ever venture over to their AAA facility there? It's like right across the street from Raymond James Stadium. I think they call it Steinbrenner Stadium or something. You ever seen that? That's something, too.
Yeah, Kathy and I went to a game there, and it's very, very – it's just totally amazing. When we used to go down to Bradenton, obviously there was a little time that we had gone. We went to see a Tampa Rays game, and that stadium, it reminds me of the dome in the Kingdom, a dungeon you go into, and it's not the greatest, but if you're going to go to a game, you're going to have it because there ain't going to be any rain on you, so that's kind of cool, but it's a dungeon in there, that's for sure.
Yeah, good memories. Hey, Darren, I got it. Dun, 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 dun. That's the college theme.
Yeah, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right, the drums going.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Smitty, thanks for the chat, my man.
Yep, thank you very much. Good talking with you, and stay safe, y'all.
As always, same to you. We'll be right back. That's our director of scouting, Craig Smith. Love that guy. Cannot wait for him to get in here, back into the bunker. Not sure when that's going to be, but this will do until then. It's the RP Show, and we'll be right back. A sports update coming up, overtime as well. You're watching Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Oh, yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. I'm going to try and keep my chiropractor happy and keep my chin up while I'm reading the sports update.
All right.
It's going to be very difficult to do. Did you guys build me a platform? We could do that.
Of course we could.
That would make him very happy, my chiropractor, who said, Rod, you're looking down too much. It's causing neck problems.
How do you like typing up there in your chin? Would that be fun?
You look like Ricky Bobby. It's win or go home for the Toronto Blue Jays. Toronto trails 1-0 heading into Game 2 of their playoff series against the Tampa Bay Rays today in St. Pete, Florida. 2:07 first pitch. Blue Jays ace Hyun-Jin Ryu gets the start for Toronto after the Jays used Matt Shoemaker for 3 innings in a 3-1 loss to Tampa on Tuesday. Canada's Eugenie Bouchard is heading to the third round of the French Open. Here you go, Dupes.
Yes, she is.
She beat Australia's Daria Gavrilova in three sets today. It marks Jeannie's first appearance in the third round of a Grand Slam since the 2017 Aussie Open. She's ranked 168th in the world.
Her game's coming on, though. They started playing team tennis during this thing, this Chicago team smash, and that's really, you know, done wonders for her career.
I learned so much when the CP Women's Open was here, because I'm like, why is Natalie Gulbis in all these events? Because she doesn't ever win anything. So I started digging into it, and I'm like, oh, I don't want Jeannie Bouchard to be that.
No, she's not Anna Kournikova.
I wanted to win her way in.
Yeah.
Mike Stackhouse texting me. Great day for baseball fans. For the first time in history, there will be 8 playoff games on the same day. The first round American League series all play game 2s, while the National League playoffs open with 4 game 1s. Action is already underway. Reds facing the Atlanta Braves. And then back to tennis. Who wrote this? Serena Williams is out of the French Open because of injury, saying she's struggling to walk. The American ended her latest bid for a 24th Grand Slam title today. The NBA Finals tip-off tonight. The Lakers battle the Miami Heat in Game 1 of the best-of-7 series at Walt Disney World Resort. LeBron James guided the Lakers to the Western Conference best record this year, while the Heat finished 4th in the East before upsetting the Milwaukee Bucks and Boston Celtics in the playoffs. Something to be watching for if you're looking for a storyline to care about in the Heat-Celtics, the Heat-Lakers, which you shouldn't need a storyline. Those are two iconic franchises. But Kendrick Perkins said today, remember Big Perk?
Mm-hmm.
He said on ESPN that it's Pat Riley versus LeBron. They hate each other.
Ooh, I like it.
So just think about that for a second.
I like it.
Right? They may not even address that on the national broadcast.
Oh, they should lean into it.
But they don't think they will.
And each of them should say something in the media, or they should pull up old clips, and that would create ratings buzz.
Just saying. That's just something to be watching in the NBA Finals. The Denver Broncos will use Brett Rypien as their starting quarterback for Thursday's game against the New York Jets. Rypien is the nephew of former Washington quarterback Mark Rypien. Rypien, cousin of former Pats captain Rick Rypien. He'll become the 9th quarterback to start for the Broncos since Peyton Manning retired following Denver's win in Super Bowl 50. Other breaking news today, Henrik Lundqvist officially bought out. He's a free agent. Rangers buying out at the last year of his deal. The Titans-Steelers game has been postponed for Sunday. They're hoping to play it Monday or Tuesday because of the COVID outbreak in Tennessee's facility. And Stefan Joystick Logan announcing his retirement after a 13-year pro football career split almost half and half between the National Football League and the Canadian Football League. And he says if he's going into the Canadian Football Hall of Fame, it would be as a BC Lion. He was with us earlier on this hour. This sports update for the Tap Brewhouse and Drive-Through Liquor Store at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua and Regina, and for Ben Cahoon, G2G Protein Bars, the best you'll ever have, with 7 amazing flavors. RP Show viewers get 20% off with the promo code RPSHOW. Order yours now at G2GBars.ca. Overtime's coming up, and I still got a few topics we haven't even brought up yet, and they're good.
All right.
So hang on. We'll be right back on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm just Instagramming now. So you might have to take over, Darren.
That's okay.
Stefan Joystick Logan announced his retirement on the RP Show Wednesday morning after 13 pro seasons with... How many guys have the distinction of playing for both Lions, Detroit and BC? Not many.
Just one hashtag. That's simple. Clean. I like it.
Right. So there's that. But Jeff, the Stamps fan, writes in and says, the worst place ever to watch a football game, in my experience, Rogers Center with the roof closed. Hang on. Paul Shanks writes in and says, ha, 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 OMFG. Jays are just like their hockey team, always choking the playoffs. That might be true.
Might be. I like that about...
I have no response to that.
No. I like that about Stefan Logan. This reminded me of Ace Ventura.
What?
When he shows up at the door. I'm looking for Ray Finkel. What do you know about Ray Finkel? Soccer-style kicker. Like, And then he just goes.
That's funny. Armando Moreno in Mexico says, there's a lot of football talent all over the world. Those guys need and deserve a chance to prove themselves. Don't take it away from them. Hashtag globals. Globals are players too. Armando's all over this. And this is where I really realized where the CFL probably should go. I was sitting in Mexico at a bar on Fifth Avenue in Playa del Carmen.
Believe it or not.
Back in my drinking days.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that's been down there will notice or remember the little kids that come up to you and try and sell you a stick of gum, a bracelet, whatever, right?
You name it.
And kid was wearing like a Bills shirt. Kid spoke English too, by the way, perfect English. I said, what, you're a Buffalo Bills fan? He says, we play NFL flag football, senor. I'm like, another market that the NFL has moved into. They moved into Canada, they're playing NFL flag football. They moved into Mexico, they're playing NFL flag football.
It's funny.
Yeah.
My niece comes running into the house with her Tampa Bay Buccaneers jersey. I play for the Bucs. I'm like, you know who else plays for the Bucs? She's like, no. I'm like, the GOAT, Tom Brady.
He's a GOAT?
She's like, there's no Tom Brady on my team.
Of course.
She doesn't know. Right? But they're wearing the gear. At least when I coached flag football at inner city schools in Saskatoon, this would have been around, 09, 10. At least at that point, when I coached the inner city kids, there was a mix of NFL and CFL teams. So there was, mm-hmm. One team was the Argos, another was the Riders, another was the Detroit Lions, another was the BC Lions, the Green Bay Packers. It was all mixed in. Now, there's not a CFL team anywhere. At least in that league, or that I've heard of anywhere. It's always the Bucks or the Cardinals or the Eagles, the Giants, right? And it's not good. And you got to, cut the note. Anybody who's sitting there on favor of CFL 2.0 saying this can be used to fix our revenue and clean up the business model, wrong. Because the CFL 2.0 is not the cure to fix your business model today. It's an investment for the future. So you have to be willing to invest in it and say, we're not going to see a significant payoff in this for 15 years. Are we cool with it? And I say, absolutely.
Maybe,
go for it.
Maybe they have said that. I don't know.
It shouldn't be a league where you expect, Mexicans and Germans and Swedes and imports to be playing in our league today. But if they can be all of those countries watching the league, following the league, cheering for the league, and playing the three-down game, that'll benefit the league 10 to 15 years down the road, and that's a good thing.
Well, I'll leave you with this. I have a tough time believing that the CFL has taken their eye off the ball for this long in terms of not sponsoring the flag football in Canada and so forth. But this was sent to me this morning from Paul, our infamous Paul, the first of the three Musketeers. He says, Generation Z is less interested in most sports properties than the general public. Did you read that? You saw this.
Oh, yeah.
All adults, that's not Generation Z. And what is Generation Z? 20-somethings right now and teens?
I think so, yeah.
The number one thing that the Gen Z is interested in is the NFL, and that's the same as all other adults. Number two for them is the NBA. Number three for them is college sports. Number four for them is esports. I had to ask the guys around here this morning, what exactly does esports mean? Does that mean them watching others play sports, computer games, or themselves playing computer games? And they said, well, both, but also watching others play sports. I know I don't get it either, but it is what it is. So, again, top sports for Gen Z, NFL, NBA, college football, and then esports. Behind that, and that's our CFL Sim League, SGHL Sim, and all the other various games that they do. Gaming, as they say. Then college basketball, MLB, UFC, NASCAR, NHL, way down on the list. This is in North America, not just Canada, I don't think. Yeah, and then in WNBA. Whereas esports for all other adults and the other generation, generations, I guess. Esports is like way down here under the table.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up here for Gen Z. And why is that? I don't necessarily know. Is it because it's cheaper?
There's a lot of reasons you can get into. I mean, it's cheaper. It's accessible. It's those instant. It's quick. It's easily accessible. It's right here. we get into the psychological, you know, those quick dopamine shots you get every 10 seconds from playing the game and watching. And if you don't like it, you can just find the other one like that. It's that. It's a lot of, you know, programmatic things. But, hey, it's a very, very telling number, a very, very telling stat that we need to not just brush off. We need to pay attention to it.
Lauren in Kamloops says, bang on, Darren. Long-term vision is required in the CFL, even when short-term problems appear bigger. The CFL is not the only league that's in trouble, you know, with the pandemic. There's a lot of leagues. Look at the NLL. I mean, at least Derek Keenan came on here, the GM of the Rush, and said, our players are fine because they got other jobs. And a lot of those people that work in the NLL, it's their second job. Like, you know all those people, and I know them too because I work with them. Mm-hmm. They have other Monday to Friday jobs, and they do the NLL for fun. That's kind of where the CFL is probably going.
Yeah.
And as far as the betting and the gaming and all the things that I think we could help those other leagues with, for the most part, they've long said, we got it. Leave us alone. But that's starting to change by virtue of some of the communication we've had with these leagues. But otherwise, we'll sit here and build up our brand and our thing and do it every day, and our content will push out, not theirs.
Absolutely.
I'd rather work with them, but if they don't need the help, we'll do it ourselves over here. Which would now would be a good time to end the show with the fundraiser that we're doing for Joe Craig.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I know you have the photo, Clark.
So Joe Craig was on this program again last week, and he's going through his battle and get another surgery planned as he's recovering from his car accident. Great guy. Had some time with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Was a great returner and receiver. And he asked everybody to donate to his GoFundMe page, which we've put up the link. But if you also want to support, we've created a couple items, a hoodie and a t-shirt. RodPetersonShop.com. It's right on the front page of RodPetersonShop.com. You can get one. The proceeds will support Joe. And the message is simple. It's his message. He asked everybody to walk a mile for him because the doctors told him he couldn't walk or he probably wouldn't walk. He's walking, and he's working to get his mobility back even more. So 1 mile, walk for him, and the four laps that it takes to run a mile are for these four things: faith, love, positivity, and strength. So it's a great message. Really cool-looking shirt and hoodie, and RodPetersonShop.com is where you can get it.
Viewer Janelle says, as soon as the women's shirts come online, I'll be grabbing one for sure. Love how you guys love and support the athletes. It's reciprocal. You got Joystick coming on here and making his announcement. We're trying to help out Joe and raise money for him. Very early on in this program a year ago, we found that we're the voice of the players, and they have gone in line with that.
Yeah, and it is. The bunny hugs are in one style, one size, unisex. Janelle, it's a pre-order, so those shirts, I'll make sure we change the language on it, but order it in your women's size, because we'll order men's and women's cut shirts or fit.
Yes. I'm just laughing, by the way, because on that esports thing and the poll that we just said, or the whatever that study is, we got Connor Anderson writing in. You still 15, Connor? He writes in and he says, I can't wait for the CFL sim. Exhibit A! And we can't wait for you either, Connor. Thursday night, 7 p.m., Sask, Edmonton, on this very Facebook Live channel. You got something to say on that?
No, I just love it. We got to get off the air. I'm thinking of suits. You know, when Rachel's in the office trying to negotiate her contract and Harvey's sitting there sipping his coffee. And he's like, that's why I'm here. I'm Exhibit A, right?
Harvey Specter.
Yeah, Harvey Specter. And, hey, Connor's Exhibit A. I love it.
Thursday night football, 7 p.m., Sask, Edmonton, be there or be square. But before that, Thursday's show will feature Arash Madani. We'll be talking Blue Jays and whatever the hell else comes up with Arash Madash. Brandon London on the NFL, the cover boy, former Alouette, NFL great, TV star now in Los Angeles. He'll be joining us. That's going to be great. Thanks for the rest of you for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain on Game Plus TV and Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.